Elle a refusé de céder à la tentation de l'intolérance et de la démagogie.
French President Jacques Chirac celebrated his re-election today. He scored a landslide victory against challenger Jean-Marie Le Pen, whose far-right views have triggered massive protests. Voters of many political leanings oppose Le Pen, who wants to build transit camps for illegal immigrants and pull his country out of the European Union. But many people said they voted for Chirac only as the lesser of two evils. He's been accused of corruption. NPR's Nick Spicer joins us from Paris. Nick, we've heard this was a pretty big victory for Chirac. What was the turnout like, and how did the voters divide?
Well, turnout was certainly better than in the first round. Many credit Le Pen's surprise qualification for the runoff today to record voter abstention 2 weeks ago. This morning, people keen to keep him out of power were lining up even before polling booths opened. So about 20% of voters stayed away from the polls. The figure was nearly 30% last time, a record in presidential elections. And of those who did vote, slightly over 80% chose Chirac.
Why the big vote for Chirac?
Well, he got 20% of votes in the first round, and the number jumped 60% in the runoff, mainly because people were worried about the future of French democracy. Left-wing parties called on their voters to cast their ballots for Chirac, who is their traditional enemy. So did nearly every national religious organization, trade union, major artists, and several newspapers. There were also giant street demonstrations against Le Pen for voter participation and for Chirac. These were organized by students with no illusions. I went to several demonstrations and saw several signs reading better the crook than the fascist, an allusion to several corruption investigations into the time Chirac was the mayor of Paris.
If so many people were voting against Le Pen instead of for Chirac, what kind of mandate does the president really have?
Well, a leading socialist was on TV tonight, and he compared Chirac to the Queen of England, suggesting he had become a kind of constitutional monarch. He said Chirac wasn't elected on any other platform than that of preserving the Republic. Now, even Chirac's supporters admit he didn't win over 80% of the vote on the basis of his proposals or on the basis of a platform. For many on the left, the real vote will be in a month's time when France holds legislative elections. Chirac needs a center-right majority, which will be composed of Gaullists and others on the right and center-right, if he's to govern effectively. Many socialists who said they would vote for Chirac while holding their nose today to save the Republic are not likely to maintain their support. Now they can vote following their heart in a month's time.
So what are Chirac's priorities going to be?
Well, in a speech after his victory, he said he would crack down on crime. That was the number one campaign issue. Better listen to voters' needs and restore economic growth and jobs. Nothing really specific, but once again, he needs his supporters to win in a month's time for any of this to happen.
So is this really the end of the road for Le Pen, or do he and his National Front Party have further opportunities coming up?
Well, to use the measure Le Pen himself said, he said before today's vote that getting anything under 25% of the ballots cast would be a personal defeat. But he also said he expected massive fraud, and when results were in, he reacted to his defeat with another accusation. He said he had been the victim of what he called a Soviet-style campaign by media, unions, and the political establishment, which is his usual target. And he promised to get his voters out en masse for the legislative elections we were talking about, but given the size of Chirac's victory tonight, it may be difficult for Le Pen to spoil the chances of the mainstream right coming to power. And it's worth pointing out that at age 73, this looks very much like the last presidential campaign for Le Pen, a man who has built his party almost entirely around his own personality and who has systematically destroyed any potential successors.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you.